welcome to today's greatest podcast ever. Thank you for tuning in to Inglourious Geeks. I am your host, Jason Burden. Today, I have with me my beautiful co-hosts,
April Mitchell
and Chris Scott.
Woo! And we're going to be talking about stuff. Stuff as in some strange stuff of the doctorish type. Maybe some foods to eat for Thanksgiving. And maybe some geeky Christmas ideas that maybe you'd love to give your loved ones. And of course, I'll be talking about World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some famous birthdays.
And I'm also talking about movies and television shows coming to DVD before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
More stuff to add to that Christmas list.
Oh, yes, more stuff. So, April, you want to talk about some of that goodness over there?
Birthdays?
Sure, we'll start with some birthdays.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. All right, birthdays are the way to go.
Wow, okay.
All right, so I have a couple good ones for today. Today is Mr. Gerard Butler's birthday. That's a whole lot of Scotsman right there, let me tell you. He was born in 1969. How perfect is that?
Oh, my.
I would like to see what's under his kilt.
I bet you do.
The other birthday today is Mr. Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
We all know him as the host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, but did you know every year the band The Killers picks a new celebrity to help them write a Christmas song? And I think it was 2 years ago he helped write Joel the Lump of Coal.
Joel the Lump of Coal.
I remember Jimmy Kimmel back in the day from the Comedy Central show, The Man Show.
I remember The Man Show.
Yeah.
That's where I know him from.
What's his co-host? Adam? I'm blanking on the last name.
Dr. Adam.
Seriously?
I can't remember. Wasn't that important?
Yeah. What?
So those are today's birthdays. Now, I see my... I don't know about y'all, but when I think Gerard Butler, I think Timeline.
You would, April.
And
yeah,
Phantom of the Opera.
Of 300.
And Phantom of the Opera 300. P.S. I Love You. The Ugly Truth. Of course, you know, the dad and How to Train Your Dragon. He's in The Bounty Hunter, which I was just telling our friend Eric about. Machine Gun Preacher. Playing for Keeps. Gerard Butler. Playing for Keeps, Olympus Has Fallen, and he's in that one about London, too.
Oh, London Has Fallen,
I wanted to see that. That's on demand, I think. Either on demand or Netflix.
It's on Netflix, and it's okay. You want to go see a good Gerard Butler movie, go watch that Law Abiding Citizen. That one's
And he was also in Reign of Fire.
Oh, yeah, he was. I forgot. He was young in that one.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider Cradle of Life he was in. And I also know him from Dracula 2000. That was a hot... It had vitamin C in it.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's birthday is November 14, is a lady by the name of Sandahl Bergman. She was born in 1951. She was in three movies that I've heard of, two that I've seen. Because I've seen Conan the Barbarian and Red Sonja, and she was also in Xanadu. She played the blonde lady in Conan the Barbarian.
Ah, gotcha.
His love interest.
Aww.
Who feels so cold. And no, I don't own that movie. Wait, yes, I do.
Yeah.
The other one's kind of ironic considering the current state of our country. Tomorrow would have been Joseph McCarthy's birthday. Born in 1908, died May 2nd, 1957. If anyone has heard the term McCarthyism, it is because of him.
Mm-hmm.
He served as U.S. Senator from the state of Wisconsin 47 to 57, which was his death. He's noted for making claims that there were large number of communist and Soviet spies and sympathizers inside the United States federal government and elsewhere. So McCarthyism soon applied to similar anti-communist activities. He sounds fun.
Heck yeah.
So then after the 14th comes, the 15th. And we've got Chad Kroeger, born 1974. He's the lead singer of Nickelback.
Yep.
Hey, don't be dissing the Nickelback. I like them, kind of.
I like them, kind of.
I enjoyed their song in the credits of the original Spider-Man, Hero. I liked that song.
And then, of course, the other one is Mr. Sean Murray. Everybody nowadays knows him in NCIS. But yeah. Us hardcore fans know him as Thackeray Binks in Hocus Pocus.
Yes, you would.
And I threw a couple extra in there. Nope, that was 15th. 16th. Burgess Meredith. Born 1907, died September 9th, 1997. He's known for being in the Rocky movies, and he played the grandfather in Grumpier Old Men.
But what's his most popular role?
In the Rocky movies.
Okay, well, see, I think of him as the Penguin in the original Batman series.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure I'm thinking about the right person.
You better look that stuff up.
I'm looking it up right now.
So then the other November 16th birthday is, if you're weird like me and you used to like the Disney original movies that came on.
I am so sorry.
Halloween Town and Halloween Town 2 and Halloween Town High had Miss Kimberly Brown.
Was she that the mom?
The daughter. The oldest daughter.
Okay.
She's actually 2 years younger than me. She was born in 1984. So then November 17th is Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, I love that man.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was actually the Grundle King in My Little Pony, the movie.
Really?
We all know him in Throw Mama from the Train, Twins, The War of the Roses, Other People's Money, Batman Returns.
And...
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Romancing the Stone, Johnny Dangerously, Jewel of the Nile, Throw Mama from the Train, Twins, War of the Roses, Other People's Money, Batman Returns, Hoffa Jr., Get Shorty, Matilda. He actually had a cameo in Space Jam. He was in Mars Attacks, L.A. Confidential, Man on the Moon, Drowning Mona, Death to Smoochie.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that one.
Big Fish is one of my favorites. Deck the Halls, Reno 911 Miami, When in Rome, and he was the voice of the Lorax in the Lorax movie.
Oh, I did not know that.
Did you say Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
Because I was waiting for that one.
No, because I don't watch it.
Oh, and I did confirm, yes, Burgess Meredith was the Penguin in Batman.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So then my other November 17th birthday is Rachel McAdams. I recently had a discussion about how awesome she is.
I just saw her.
She was born in 1978. She's in Mean Girls, The Notebook, Wedding Crashers, The Family Stone, The Lucky Ones, one of my favorites, The Time Traveler's Wife with Eric Bana, Sherlock Holmes and Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, The Vow, and of course, Doctor Strange. So then November 18th, got three. Kirk Hammett, born 1962, is the guitar player for the band Metallica. Stephen Moffat.
Oh, Stephen Moffat.
Born 1961 in Paisley, Scotland. He is a writer who has mostly written for Doctor Who and Sherlock. And Susan Sullivan. Born 1942. I know her as Martha Rogers, Rick Castle's mom on the TV show Castle. So then November 19th is Jack Dorsey, born 1976. He is the co-founder of Twitter.
Yep.
And the other one is James Garfield, the 20th president of the United States. He was born in 1831 and died September 19th, 1881, and he was assassinated the year he served as president, starting March 4th, 1881, until his assassination. And those are birthdays.
Birthdays!
Okay, so who's next?
Let's go with Chris. How about that Doctor Strange?
Anything movie? Strange happened lately?
Was there any kind of strangeness going on with that movie? Does he live up to his name?
A lot of strangeness. Well, now that we've gotten to the fall, we've of course had to have our obligatory injection of the Marvel Universe into our fall season. So yes, Doctor Strange just came out last weekend on the 4th. So, I was excited to see this because Doctor Strange, honestly, is one of my top Marvel characters that isn't the mainstream ones like Hulk or Iron Man or whatnot. So, I was looking very forward to this. Went, saw it, found a new theater that has really comfortable seats. I'm just going to put it that way. But I digress. That will be another story. But I actually sat through the movie. I gave it a solid 9 out of 10. I rated almost as good in my eyes as Ant-Man. And yes, I know some people are like,
I was going to say,
Ant-Man?
Really?
No, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. What do you want to say about Ant-Man?
I was just going to say, I don't know if I could rate it 9 out of 10, but I haven't seen all of it yet. So, considering... What? Why are you looking at me weird?
You shouldn't have seen any of it yet.
I know, but I kind of... Never mind. We won't talk as to how I saw it.
Okay, so we will not talk about how Jason might have seen some of it, but anywho... I give it a solid 9 out of 10 for many reasons. I thought it was an excellent movie. It was very well acted, well structured, comedic yet serious. So, you know, a lot of the Marvel movies are starting to be comedic yet serious, except when you get to the Captain America movies that are just all serious with a little drama. Of course, you know, spoiler alert, but not really spoiler alert since Guardians of the Galaxy, we've had the introduction of yet another Infinity Stone.
Just as you predicted.
Yep, just as I predicted. And it was not the one I was expecting, though. There's only two left that hadn't been mentioned. The Soul Gem and the Time Gem. The Infinity Stone that was brought out was the Time Gem.
Yeah.
Which I was very surprised at. But of course, it really plays into the plot of the movie, which I will not spoil, because I'm not an asshole. But overall... set up for a sequel, totally. I mean, obviously, at the very end, it said Doctor Strange will return, so I was very excited for that. Benedict Cumberbatch did an excellent job in this role. I mean, I was like, okay, you know, I'm good to see him. I saw him as Khan, and I was good with that, so I was wondering to see how he did. I thought he did an excellent job, so I was very happy. They finally brought in the mystical aspects of... you know, the mystical to the whole Marvel Universe, where you've already had the alien from Thor, you've had the technically from Hulk and Iron Man, because, I'm sorry, you know, technology was what brought Bruce Banner and made him the Hulk, with all that, you know, the modifications and genetic engineering and whatnot, but yeah, you finally really get the mystical, because I'm sorry... Scarlet Witch was not mystical. That was
freaking mutation. Oh, no. We're having a few digital problems. Was. There we go.
Okay. I'm back. Anyhow, so, yeah. Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, that was mutation. That was not freaking mystical. So, I'm glad to see the mystical brought in. The movie was at a good pace, so I did not feel like it was slow or laggy or anything. Cheadle Edafor, Tilda Swinton, Mads Mikkelsen, all of them did very good roles in this. And, spoiler, okay, let me think. The Stan Lee cameo was good, but not as good as Deadpool. I still loved his Deadpool cameo as the DJ in the strip club. I'm sorry, that is still probably my favorite Stan Lee cameo at this point.
Yeah.
Either that or when he was super drunk with Thor and the other veterans in Age of Ultron. That was pretty good. When he actually, he's like, oh, I can handle that. And then next scene, he's getting dragged out of there. And he says, Excelsior! I'm like, yes. But overall, I would say, personally, definitely movie worthy. Go see Doctor Strange at the theater. I might actually go again and see it in 3D because, I mean, the visual effects were really good, especially since you had to bring up the mystical aspect. And they, you've seen the previews, and the previews were very visually stunning. So it was good. I very much enjoyed it. With that out of the way, I'm trying to think of the next Marvel movie that's supposed to be on the docket next, which...
Yeah, I can't...
I'll have to look that one up here. I don't think it's Guardians yet, because I think that's going to be late next year, or early 2018. I have a feeling it's going to be Ms. Marvel, actually, up next, but... Do you not quote me on that?
They said Guardians of the Galaxy might actually be the next one.
We've got some news for you. As you all know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has...
Yeah, see? That's what he was saying.
February.
Wolverine. Wolverine is the next, or as they're calling it now.
Oh, that's right! They're making another Wolverine.
Logan looks like it's going to be March 3rd, and actually Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be May, as of this...
Yeah.
Hey, last time I saw, they were... projecting February.
Oh, maybe we might have an upgrade then.
Well, I just saw it's March in there, so on the website when they were posting it, the timelines.
Not
but
Wolverine, I'm talking about Guardians.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So, either way, I'm looking forward to both, so...
next year we get Guardians 2, we get Logan 3, and we get Thor Ragnarok come this time of year next year, so... next year will be a Marvel heavy year, so I'm looking very forward to that.
Heck yeah.
Yep, I'm looking right here on IMDb. They're projecting a release date May 5th, so I might come in. We can all go catch it.
Sweet. I'm up for that.
All right, well, on that note, that's what I got there for Doctor Strange. My strangeness is out of the way for now.
So, I was thinking World of Warcraft X?
Oh, man.
We got post BlizzCon interview with Ian Hazakostas.
Who is that? Honestly, really, who really is that?
I think he's one of the... Is he the game designer, or he's the lead? He's in the lead for one of them. Now you're gonna put me on the...
Yes, I am gonna put you on the spot. This breaking the action brought to you by Jason not having all of his notes and not knowing the people.
Okay, lead and counter designer of World of Warcraft. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I could picture him. I didn't know what his title was because I always see him as a lead. So, anyways, Ian Hazakostas went ahead and gave us some of the information what they're expecting from patches 7.1.5, 7.2, and 7.3, and Nighthold, and some of the other things that are going to be coming in between that. So, patch 7.1.5 is coming to PTR hopefully next week, which means it's getting here. but we still got quite a ways away to go. So probably January, February. Trial of the Valor gear will be increased by 5 item levels this Tuesday. Woohoo, I guess. So for all you people doing Trial of the Valor, not us yet, because we still have to down Xavius. Yeah. What was it? 48k hit points. I could have just dotted him and he would have died.
But it's a matter of dotting him first. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Just doing anything. We just literally, a little more DPS than we would have had it.
And with any luck, I hopefully will be getting my system up and running to a better spot here in the next few weeks.
Sweet.
So I may be able to rejoin the raid party. So
heck yeah. It'll be more. We will have 3 new raiding members, though, I think this coming week. So we'll have probably a DPS DK... A shaman healer, another shaman healer, I should say, and I think another hunter. I don't remember what the third class was, but
really?
So yeah, the DK was a tank, so hopefully he'll be willing to DPS for us because we already have 2 tanks. So.
Oh, and I don't know if you noticed, but I know I noticed when I looked today. I've seen at least 2 other people. Three people
with legendaries.
With legendaries, and one of them was actually violated.
Oh, he got it on his main then.
Yep, he got his on his main. I saw Guitar had one.
Awesome.
And I think Al, but don't quote me on that one.
Well, I'll have to go back over there and congratulate them before raid on Tuesday. The other thing, all legendary items will have their item level increased by 15. Speaking of legendary items, of course, they'll be now 910 this Tuesday. So that's cool. I think they're prepping just so, you know, we have new item levels with Trial of Valor, you know, in full. They're trying to get our item levels a little bit higher now so that we can accommodate for the Trial of Valor for those people who are still doing it. Or who are able to get to it, I should say. Which they consider Trial of Valor to be bosses 8, 9, and 10 for this tier. So, which I thought was kind of cool. I don't know if I have that in my notes or not, but I read that. Patch 7.3 will take us to Argus with a new outdoor zone quest and raid, which is kind of, in my feeling, going to be like what they did. Just previous expansion when they introduced what's that last zone that we just did for the expansion? Yeah.
I barely touched Draenor, you know that. Oh, you're lucky that I actually got up to 100 before Legion came around.
Tanan Jungle, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, Tanan Jungle, yeah.
Yeah, this is what I feel Argus will be to us for this expansion, as it was Tanan Jungle for Warlords of Draenor. So, I'm excited by that. That's still ways away. That's going to be, like, mid to, like, end of year next year, probably, I'm thinking. Whenever 7.3 is going to be out, so...
We still need to get our flight first from 7.2. Let's get that far first.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Oh! Nighthold Raid will be released mid to late January, which is probably going to be a birthday present to me.
Hey, it'll be my 40th birthday present. Come on now.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. That's still January, a couple months away. So we still got to do Trials of Valor. So we'll see how fast that gets done. But there's only three bosses, so.
It'll give me plenty of time to finally catch up and rejoin the grade group.
Oh, yeah. Well, it shouldn't be that hard, because, like, I think we're just going to kind of skip stuff, so. That looks good. Happy with Karazhan. They're very happy with Karazhan. It is nostalgia and the new cool stuff they introduced. It had 300,000 pre-made groups in Group Finder last week.
Oh, wow.
So that's just how many people are doing it, which is pretty fantastic. And apparently some people have been having pretty good luck with just the group finder stuff. So, you know, if you kind of know the boss fights and all that, you'll get pretty far.
Have you or April gotten into Karazhan yet?
I've been doing Karazhan. I did a Karazhan a couple times so far, but this is only, what, like week three or something where Karazhan's been open. So, I mean, we haven't really had that much chance to get into it. And I haven't done it this last week because I was kind of busy.
And so. I'm 805, so I won't get to do it anytime soon.
Yeah, you got to be pretty high up there to be able to do that. I don't even know what the requirements were. Because, like, I'm 859 right now. So, and I think it was, like, about 850, 845 is probably...
Whatever it is for Mythic.
Yeah, probably 840 plus then. And their 90 seconds running back to corpse is okay in their minds. So, if you want to spend a minute and a half running back to your corpse because you failed, they think it's justified. So, that's up to you whether or not you feel that they're justified in justifying that, but, you know, I think 90 seconds is pretty long, but it can be a pain in the butt. So, don't die. But, there were shortcuts that we didn't know about until we started going back in it and doing it, and we're like, oh, hey, we can just run down this hallway, it's a lot faster. Anyways, so... That's cool. The team is happy with Trial of Valor overall. Sees it as bosses 8, 9, and 10 of their tier, and mostly for those who have done the Emerald Nightmare, which is pretty much what I have to say. Secondary stats beating primary stats is a problem to them. So, for example, their fire mages needing the having secondary stats outweighing the primary stats. Int. So, Yeah, so they're going to probably go through and kind of rebalance that and probably nerf fire mages in doing so, I imagine. So, I think they might have listed another class, but I don't know. It was like Unholy DKs or something. Ring and neck stat problem. Oh, wait, it wasn't Unholy. Ring and net stat problems. Having just secondary stats makes them more meaningful. Probably, though, adding to the whole secondary stats being powerful kind of problem, but They're going to try to reduce the power of secondary stats to fix all these secondary stats issues they're getting. You know, with them being more powerful than the primary stats. They also said 15 item level upgrade should always be worth equipping. So what you have right now, if you get a new one, it's 15 item levels. It's going to be better than any stats on that thing. So you should always take it.
Good to know.
But if it's less than that, then it's probably worth upgrading, but not always. So if you get that upgrade and it's like 5 item levels higher, you may want to look at those stats on there before you decide just to upgrade.
Yeah, commonly I'll look at what it's offering up stat-wise and make sure it's like going to upgrade what I need, like mastery or whatnot for like my hunter.
And for you guys, I'm sure everybody out there knows it. Ask Mr. Robot is my go-to for knowing my stats for each of my classes. So I imagine you could probably get that information in like some other forums out there. If Elitist Jerks is still existing, I don't know. I haven't actually checked to see a heck on them because they were jerks. So patch 7.1.5 will have class changes, but not a reworking level of those changes, which are usually left for expansions rather than patches. So expect some class changes, but not a huge overhaul with patch 7.1.5, which is going into PTR this week, hopefully. Artifact appearances won't be removed at the end of expansion. I announced this last week. But what they also had mentioned was artifact cat and bear form appearances will be figured out for after Legion. So we'll be able to keep our cool looking bear and kitty forms for artifact specs. So I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with that, considering I'm playing a druid this expansion. I don't know what this is, if this is the player ghoul. It says ghoul model update in patch 7.2. I imagine that's the undead, or what is ghoul? Oh, it's the ghoul for the Death Knights. What am I thinking? Also, Water Elementals will have a fix, but probably after patch 7.2. So they'll give them a new cooler look or whatever. Fixes for legendary items to last choices that don't fill... Oh, to last choices. So, like, the last choice of your legendary, like, you know how we got these trees from Icy Veins or whatever that tells us they're our most optimum picking of all those little, because you always get like three major dots or upgrades to that weapon that give you like huge benefits, like they're the ones that are like the dragon icon or whatever. So apparently some of those last choices for out of those three are pretty weak, so they're gonna go back and they might be rebalanced. They probably will be rebalancing some of that, so if they feel like it's not as powerful and people just aren't even picking it, or, you know, just not doing it right away, they'll probably fix that. So, that's cool. A few nerfs to legendaries are also coming, such as for Fire Mage Wrists and Unholy Death Knight Wrists. I'm guessing there's a crap ton of, like, secondary stat boost to there or something like that, which is probably what they're getting at.
As long as there's not screwing around with my bow, we're okay.
I didn't see anything about Hunter Bows, so...
Thank you, God.
New legendary items will also be added to the pool, so expect new legendaries to be popping up. Nighthold will introduce upgrades to existing legendary items. So
you were talking about that last show.
Yeah, and I think that's cool. They haven't released what they're going to be doing, but, you know, still, we'll find out more when Nighthold gets around.
Speaking of the legendary items dropping more, I thought it was funny. I think two of the people I saw in the guild that just got them, you know how I've gotten a waste and Miz's other character had gotten a waste? I think everybody else got a waste. I've seen people get boots now.
Yeah, I've got boots. That was what I got.
Oh, you'd gotten the boots. Okay.
Yeah, I had gotten the boots. What you got. I got the boots for the 50% more heals when people are below... increased healing when people are below 50% when I use my Tranquility. So,
gotcha.
So, that's cool. They also said that hidden puzzles and mysteries are fun. Going at the whole artifact appearances and all the mystery stuff they've been putting in there. I have not figured out what this Kosa much was, but they said it was a success and how it was discovered and people enjoyed it, apparently. Hidden artifact appearances were a mixed bag. Obviously, some people still haven't gotten their appearances and are on an RNG term of getting it, like me and my resto spec. So, that's cool. One day I'll get it. But they said some were fun, some were frustrating, of course. They would like to minimize the frustration to the extent where people would wouldn't need to use macros or data mining to find these secrets, hidden secrets. And they said that the team will probably do more, but they don't want to overdo it. Like, you know, go too crazy, because, like, maybe we'll just start expecting this in every single, like, a couple of patches or something. Or every patch, who knows. They are going to be adding bad luck protection to the hidden artifact appearances, woohoo, in some future patch. Which, don't know when that'll be. So, maybe at the end of the expansion. Anyways, item level for normal dungeons will probably be bumped to 825, with heroic and mythic dungeons returning. Yay. They did make an interesting mention of the fact that they're going to be improving the auction. Their goal is to improve the auction house, so we won't need add-ons. Hint, auctioneer. So they're probably going to target us not having to download and update auctioneer. Probably because they don't want people scanning the auction house all the time. I don't know. Looking at commodity-based treatment to buy parts of stacks of items sold. So, say you only need 5 potions, but the best pricing is for that 20 stack over there. Well, supposedly, we may be getting to the point where we can just buy as many as we want from that stack. So, if you put 20 on there, so pretty much it doesn't matter how you list them. Just list them on there, and they'll just start selling, regardless of, like, per item stack or how many per stack or whatever. So, they'll be investigating that. My last note was, they did mention that there were some underpowered specs, primarily they called out Elemental Shamans and the Brewmaster Monks. So, if you are one of those two classes and are not happy, well, expect some changes, hopefully in the near future for you, because they understand that there are some problems with them. So, well, that's all I have from BlizzCon. I actually do have some other notes, but I will wait and probably hold off and mention them in next podcast, if nothing else important pops up for a while. April, you like dishes.
I do.
Food dishes, preferably.
I do.
Of the Thanksgiving type.
Yes.
So, what are your top 5 favorite?
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. It's that time of year again, folks. Time to start planning that big, massive, time-consuming Thanksgiving dinner.
Like, we're gonna have...
Like, we're having one on the 20th for all of our D&D friends and other select friends.
Yay!
And there are just certain... I was telling Chris, there are certain dishes that when I host this dinner, I have to make because I'm very picky. Which is understandable. Everybody makes things different.
But I can understand that.
There are 5 dishes that no matter where I go, I will always eat the shit out of this list.
Cranberry sauce?
Hang on. You gotta go down the list.
Mashed potatoes and gravy?
Number 5 is green bean casserole.
Oh, that's only 5?
But the weird thing is, my family likes to put cheese on it.
I love cheese on it.
Ugh.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
You gotta have the French fried, the French's French fried onions.
You could put those on there too, but put the cheese on top of that.
No. Now you can get cheesy French fried onions now. I tried those once. I couldn't fool them.
Yes, because it's
but
there.
I have since handed over the torch of making green bean casserole to my cousin Emily. So we're trying to figure out a new thing for me. Anyways, number 4, cranberry sauce. Whether it comes from a can or it's homemade like your mama makes it, it is amazing. And I'm always so depressed when I get to the end of the line and there's the cranberry sauce and I don't have an iota of space on my plate.
It is the last thing I do get, because I always try to save the best for last.
Exactly.
I typically won't touch this stuff, but that's, you know, my choice.
Cranberry sauce.
More for you guys.
That's right.
Now, number 3 is mashed potatoes with turkey gravy.
Yum.
Especially when it's my mother's turkey gravy, because she'll take some of the juice from the turkey as it's cooking and use that to make the gravy. And let me just say, she made it last year for the Thanksgiving dinner, Chris. Be sorry you missed it. Oh.
Aww.
It was so good. I saved some. But it's gotta be turkey gravy. I don't wanna do no brown gravy, no chicken gravy. Country gravy, no. Any other time might, but for Thanksgiving, it's gotta be turkey gravy.
Well, of course, it has to be, because, I mean, it is turkey day. You have to have your turkey gravy. Just kind of like when I went drinking with the other day, and I had chicken gravy with my chicken. That was yummy.
When you have chicken fried chicken or country fried chicken, you gotta have country gravy. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. Anyways, number two, because, you know, we gotta throw something else sweet in. You gotta have at least two sweet things. So number two for me is pecan pie.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Pecan.
Although my mother makes a pretty mean homemade Dutch apple pie.
Hmm.
So, but that's number two. And number one involves that turkey gravy again. Turkey smothered in the turkey gravy. I gotta put the turkey and the mashed potatoes right next to each other, so it's just one swipe of the gravy and I'm good.
And by swipe, you mean you just kind of sit over it for 20 seconds and just let it all dribble out.
All over the plate. Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Including in the cranberry sauce.
That's one of those things that I don't even mind in getting in my green bean casserole.
Yeah, it just brings up the flavor.
And I'll dip my rolls in it, and oh my god, like the mashed potatoes with the gravy, I'll take a roll and I'll like dip it, and I'm hungry, you guys.
And then you just take a cheese grater and go over all the mashed potatoes and the green bean casserole, and you have extra cheesy everything.
Just no, Jason.
But
I mean, especially if you have that roll buttered and you dip it into that mashed potato.
Well, especially if it's the brownin' serves and they're just barely done but not crispy done.
Yes.
Oh, my. It needs to be Thanksgiving, seriously.
Hey, we got... We'll be celebrating that.
And you want to know the best part is since I work this coming up Saturday, guess who is going to have the day before off?
You will.
So that is my top five. Chris, do you care to elaborate?
I will trade out your pecan pie for a good apple pie, or if I'm really feeling saucy, I might actually have the pumpkin pie. I've started to enjoy pumpkin pie lately, but typically it's going to be a chocolate pie or an apple pie.
Oh, I need to see if my mom will bring a Dutch apple then so you can try it.
See, now, I remember having your mom's cherry pie for 4th of July or Memorial Day or whichever holiday it was. That was damn good.
Oh, no, this Dutch apple is even better because she does the crumb top. She don't do the lattice.
Oh, yum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I will go with you with the mashed potatoes and gravy. I will go with you on the green bean casserole. Of course, I'll go with you on the turkey nowadays. Otherwise, it would have been bacon double cheeseburgers for me if I was like 20 years ago. Yes, me and my weird Thanksgiving.
And see, I'm not biased when it comes to white or dark meat. I'll eat both, but I prefer white meat.
Well, yeah, true. But sometimes that dark meat actually tastes pretty good, especially if you get it the next day and throw it in some of those brown and serve rolls with some of the stuffing. Mm-hmm. See, I want stuffing. And, I mean, I don't care if it is you make it yourself or it's stovetop. I need some stuffing,
I too. Do gotta have stuffing these days. And I use stovetop because there's no way you can pay me to put my hand up that turkey more than necessary.
Exactly.
I am not eating stuffing that comes out of a turkey's hoo-ha.
Exactly. All you're supposed to be doing is taking stuff out of it. You're not putting stuff back into it.
And it's hard enough to get that stuff out of it.
Very true. Very true.
Well, let me tell you, that dark meat, when you smother it in Mogan David blackberry wine like I do when I cook it, oh.
Yum.
But for me, leftovers are turkey on white bread with Miracle Whip. Heat it up you heat the turkey up before you put it on the bread. Or mashed potatoes, bread, turkey, and turkey gravy.
Mmm, delicious.
You, Jason, what would you say?
I like food.
No, what are your top favorites for Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm gonna go with, in this specific order, turkey, then the gravy, or mashed potatoes and gravy, all of this in gravy. Casserole, cranberry sauce, and then pecan pie. Mm. Can't beat the pecan pie. That's my favorite, because that's my dessert. So, Chris, you got anything else? Or you want me to move on to some movies?
What you do after? after you're done with Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that what you do with those? Okay.
Yeah, you want to do that? After that?
Sure, why not?
All right, so everyone's sitting there, belly's full, and you're like, oh my God, what do I do now?
Watch the Lions lose again.
Well, that's a given, honey.
Watch the parade?
Shut up. Hey, I'm sorry.
Ooh, Manny's so hurtful. Stop being so mean.
Spiteful.
No, you go shopping.
What?
True, yeah.
Who goes shopping? Oh, wait. Me.
I've been dragged out shopping on Thursday with this man for 5 years now.
Yeah, something like that.
6th year in a row. I think there might have been one I couldn't go because I had to work.
Yeah. One, we were working at the time. I think it was at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, the first one, I was working at Walmart. And then the next one, I was working at Speedway, and your mom had to come get me, and I had to meet you there.
Yeah.
As you were taking TVs home across the street.
That's right. We're moving some TVs.
We've had some pretty exciting Thursday shopping. That is kind of the main reason we have all of Big Bang Theory on DVD.
And Supernatural.
Which, oddly enough, we've got more coming out.
I know.
I'm going to tell a few that have already come out and some that are coming out. For anyone who is looking for gift ideas for the movie lovers, I got to read them first.
Oh, yes. Give me.
Okay. First, we had Supernatural Season 11 came out on September 6th. Captain America Civil War and Big Bang Theory Season 9 came out September 13th. September 20th was Free State of Jones and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Jason will like this next one. Warcraft came out September 27th.
Yes, it did.
October 4th was Dexter Complete Series.
Oh, my.
The Purge Election Year. We should kind of watch that now, I feel. And X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And then October 11th was Ghostbusters. And the new live-action Legend of Tarzan with, the Skarsgård boy, Alexander.
That was the Disney one, right?
Yeah, but with it was live action. It was
Skarsgård boy.
Yeah, let's see the one that there were pictures floating around him on Facebook for months. Oh, October 18th, Alice the Looking Glass and Independence Day Resurgence came out.
Woo!
Getting to this month, November 1st, Bad Moms, Christmas Eve, which is oddly enough like New Year's Eve. And Valentine's Day that I own. They also have a Mother's Day that came out.
Huh.
And Star Trek Beyond came out. Need to pick that up. November 8th was Daredevil, the complete first season. And Sausage Party, which I watched. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. I gotta still watch
Not for children.
For children of any age. No. I think there needs to be a stipulation that you have to be at least like 20... All right, Eliana's 23, so you have to be 23 to watch it. So, November 15th, so that's this coming up Tuesday, we've got Finding Dory and Game of Thrones Season 6 coming out. And for those of you who like a lot of action in your lives, November 22nd shows me Mechanic Resurrection coming out. November 29th, Don't Breathe. Which, Eric, wasn't that the one you told us about, Eric? Don't Breathe?
Mystery guest, back behind the scenes person, Eric, is with us.
And then we have the BFG. Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, like the TV show.
Oh, F-Fab, yeah.
Live action Pete's Dragons coming out. I might actually pick that one up just because.
It looked weird.
That's all November 29th.
That actually freaked me out back in the day when I watched it.
Pete's Dragons?
Because he was invisible.
But you could still see him in the movie.
Yeah,
I know, but as a kid, I can see how that would be kind of scary. So December 6th, you've got The Secret Life of Pets and Jason Bourne coming out.
Not me.
I still need to see Jason Bourne. That still looked like a good movie.
Yeah.
So for any of you who are like Tim Burton collectors, mark down December 13th. That's the day Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children comes to DVD, well as Bridget Jones' Baby, and the one I want to pick up, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so then after that, your last chance for holiday movies before Christmas hits is December 20th. The new Magnificent Seven's coming out. Storks.
No,
Sully and the one that I saw, the Fathom event of Rob Zombie's 31, will be on DVD. Huh.
Ah, very nice.
Now, there were a couple that came out over the summer, like late summer, that would still make great gift ideas because it's a little later in the summer. Like I said, that one that I mentioned, Christmas Eve, Mother's Day came out August 2nd. August 23rd, Huntsman Winter's War, and Castle Season 8, 8 and last season came out. I want that one. So for all you listeners, Christmas is coming.
Oh, you betcha.
And then August 30th, we had the live-action Jungle Book and Me Before You. It all came on DVD. So there is quite a few gift ideas for those who really like their movies and TV shows.
Yeah, well, you betcha.
So I got some interesting computer facts and just sciencey things. Maybe less sciencey and more just, hello, the internet is not safe news.
Hold on, Jason.
Oh, you got some more stuff?
No, what you need to call this this section of the thing, you know, call this the unofficial Jason's Tech Corner. Because if it's science, no, it's technology. Jason's Tech Corner.
I like that. We're gonna rename this to Jason's Tech Corner.
There you go.
I really like that. Thanks. So, we'll start with this one. 1 billion mobile apps exposed to account hijacking through OAuth 2.0 flaw. If any of you are familiar with the OAuth, remember when you go to a website and it says, would you rather instead of logging in or creating a login, just click a button and sign in with your Facebook or Amazon or Google account?
Yeah.
That's all OAuth. So, the article really didn't talk about this, but they had just, done a really in-depth report of the flaws with OAuth, even though it's been around for years. They finally got around to doing it. And they found some pretty major issues with it. And apparently some people are taking advantage of that. And a lot of the, I don't know if it was in this article, but there was another article earlier in the week. They were talking about how OAuth has just been poorly done in apps. Just in general, like, I think it was, like, 2 out of every 5, some pretty horrible number of, like, oh, wow, people just can't implement this stuff in the code, even though you're given examples and whatever. Like, they're not even checking the signatures coming back to verify that the information that they're getting from whoever, because there could be a man-in-the-middle attack, is real. So you could potentially log in with other people's credentials because they're not checking it. So anyways, OAuth sucks. Be careful out there. Hopefully sites improve what they're going to do, and being able to log into sites is a little bit more secure. Thanks, people who did the review. I don't think it was Kaspersky's Labs, but they also talked about it.
So this is more apps on your phone as opposed to...
It's just general OAuth. I was specifically talking about apps with that, but OAuth on even websites has its limitations. They try to make it easier, like from the web development kits for Facebook and all that I've worked with. They're pretty straightforward, and they're saying, you do it this exact way, you're good. Just use our library, because the libraries actually check and do checks and all that. Although, apparently the apps, you have to call another method to do the check, and people just forget about that. Maybe it's a poor example on their website, but yeah, so poorly implemented online apps, so be careful when logging into other apps on your phone that use OAuth. That say, log in with your Facebook account. So I always make email accounts, and then LastPass will just autofill stuff for you. Perfect. So, plus I don't want them, because there's also leakage when you log into those sites, because then they can track where you're using your OAuth login. So Facebook knows that you've logged into I'm going to buy this thing online, or Amazonian.com, or I sell shit.com. You know, they'll know where you're logging in and how often you use these websites, because they always have to have you communicate with the OAuth login for you to do that. So they always know who you're talking to and what you're doing. Not so much what you're buying, but just the fact that you're using these other sites.
Or that you're, like, using a dating app. Like, if it says, you went onto Tinder and this, that, and the other.
Even better example. You're leaking information about what you do on the internet to Amazon, Facebook, whoever that you're signing in using their OAuth. So, just something to think about for those people who like being, you know, less, don't want it to be, like, their lives being intruded upon and data mined and all that kind of stuff. Some brighter news, robot solves Rubik's Cube in less than a second. I don't think that's fair, because we knew that this could be done. You have a really well-greased, lubricated Rubik's Cube. It's cool, because they had a video, and it shows, the thing is just taking a picture, they unfold it, bam, it's like, done. You can hear it. It just sounds like a really fast, motor going, so it has to take pictures of all sides, which is kind of interesting, but still, this is almost instantaneous. So, one Mississippi. Oh, it's cute, it's solved. But, it's more of a challenge for humans to do it, and I feel that humans doing it is cooler than having a machine do it, because we already know that machines can do it faster. I mean, it's just all about programming and mechanics and getting the device to actually twist and turn. So, cool.
That kind of reminds me of when I saw that there was a... they had set up a robot to be able to bowl a perfect game on Wii Bowling.
Right. That's right, because it was a pendulum thing or something like that. It just always moved the... Exactly. It's the same kind of concept. You're automating a process that humans would normally have to do, but robots are doing it, and they're perfect, because they can repeat and continue and do everything exactly how you program to do it, because that's their purpose.
Exactly.
Who here uses Facebook?
Me.
Did any of you notice on Friday afternoon anything weird? Maybe
not to me, but
maybe saying something about maybe you're dead?
Yeah, not me personally, but
no,
the
bug
that they had going around, I read about it.
Yeah. So apparently some of the accounts were somehow flagged on Facebook saying, hey, something about being dead, declared them dead.
Yeah, they created a little memorial page.
Yeah, it created memorial pages.
I read about it. It was a glitch. They had it fixed.
Yeah, a small memorial message above users' regular home page profiles. So, developers aren't perfect. Humans aren't perfect at developing code. So, hence our bugs and problems with our computers. So, kind of put a bug out, kind of got to go bug fix it. So, that's how everything works. How many of you like to look to IMDb? And maybe look at ages on there?
Me, I look at birthdays.
Are you guys up to date on the fact that IMDb is supposed to be removing ages of actors off their website?
I have heard that, yeah, because they can actually elect to take their birth year off of it, or take their birthday off completely.
Yeah, because they don't want to know how old people are. I guess,
don't care. Oh my god.
Yeah, but some of these actors don't want their ages out there, apparently.
What, because they're
even though it's
bitches?
Probably still public knowledge somewhere, apparently they don't want it easy to find on IMDb. But IMDb is fighting back.
That's my source page for the actors and actresses.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, California is releasing some sort of law that enforces websites to remove ages of actors on request. So if you request your age on there, you don't want it to be shown, they're supposed to oblige and remove it. So... whatever. I just thought it was interesting because, I use IMDb quite often, and I actually do looking at the dates of birthdays and all that.
Because you don't have Chris around anymore.
I know! I have to rely on IMDb.
And I'm not home as much as I used to be.
Yeah, as opposed to over there, Chris.
Yeah, over here, Chris.
speaking of going back to the whole Facebook thing, Mark Zuckerberg says, fake news on Facebook affecting the election is a crazy idea. Because, people were posting, some of the news was kind of, sort of fake, but some of it was just obviously horrible fake. You go to Snopes and it says, yeah, this is just not real. Whoever posted this is just...
The one about Mike Pence was mostly true.
Yeah.
I checked it on Snopes and it said mostly true. He is an idiot. Oh, sorry.
Well, it is what it is. I don't really want to discuss elections on this podcast. Because, it is... We are with who we are. The public has spoken. This is a democracy. So, great.
This is a what?
It's a democracy.
Somebody lied to you.
What are you talking about? Anyways, yeah. So who here has an account on Adult Friend Finder?
Nope.
Well, good, because 412 million accounts on it were exposed and hacked, apparently. So if your credentials were on that website, you're screwed. And everybody else knows about it now. And probably your password. Because I don't think they said anything about it being hashed. Yeah. So, and they were stored in plain text or SHA-1 hash functions, which are easy to break. So, You should be using bcrypt, guys, or some very time-sensitive breaking algorithm that uses memory hard functions, because they'll take longer to break. Hashing can be expedited and excelled. I mean, we can create special chips that will hash things very quickly. So, and I mean very quickly. Just talk to all the Bitcoin miners out there, because that's what they do. They're actually, some of those Bitcoin minifier machines can actually be modified to create 256 hashes or SHA-1 hashes, which expedite the process super fast. Or at least you can use the architecture for building those chips to build the... Anyways, that's kind of a side story, but I just thought that was interesting. So as a side note.
We each have our own tangents we like to go on.
Yes, we do.
And my last good bit of bad and good news... it's a surprise benefit of droughts. No tornadoes.
Oh, boy.
So the Southeast apparently is suffering a drought. And because of that, there aren't that many tornadoes happening. Because, you know, you have to have water to go into the atmosphere, to create havoc and chaos and all this other stuff, to create and form these... cold.
So what you're saying was the Dust Bowl is actually a good thing in disguise?
Well, maybe, but not really for crops, but at least for the human life tolls, because we can get food from elsewhere. I guess that's probably a okay thing. Although wildfires are also horrible, so
tornadoes,
fires,
or
wildfires. I think wildfires are probably worse than tornadoes,
because
you just got like a little small line going down, as opposed to the whole entire forest burning. So. Anyways, I just thought that was interesting, because I never even thought about that. The fact that droughts could actually stop tornadoes.
I didn't think of that either.
Never thought about that either.
Well, that's all I had in my little corner here. So, Christmas time is here. Time for geeky items that we might find a cheer. I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to talk about some geeky Christmas ideas. Who wants to start this off?
Just talk. Go ahead.
Well, I personally love shopping on ThinkGeek.
Yes.
So, like, I got the wreath, the 8-bit digital wreath, which we have not hung out because it's not Christmas time yet. So, but it's getting to the point where it's that season. I mean, the mall just up the street and around the corner. Horrible traffic there.
Oh my God.
Drove by and I was just like, oh, it's the weekend, it's Christmas time, because there's just so many people there.
Yeah, it's already started.
I know. Well, I think I like shopping on Amazon and like online, just period, because then I don't have to get out into this craziness.
Yep.
But
although I did just notice on ThinkGeek they had a Deadpool ugly Christmas sweater.
So. I thought was really cool was the Death Star, the fire pit, like that you can get, and it's like, it looks like it's the burnt out husk of the Death Star. So you put the fire in there, and it looks like it's on fire, but it's a Death Star.
That could replace our rusty one in the backyard.
I don't remember how much it was, but it was really expensive. So, there were some other things too. I saw a lot of Pokemon stuff and rupees and all that kind of stuff, like Zelda stuff. So. I personally, you know, love 8-bit stuff, Pikachu, I think if you're gonna get somebody something, it should be, well, I don't know, it depends on what you want to get them. Like, they just released that new, NES, so if you want a Blast from the Past console, I thought that was, pretty good. $60, and you can play, like, at least some of the, like, the more important NES games out there. Although,
Yeah, basically, that was on my list. My parents tried buying it. Oh my God, within 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, sold out everywhere.
Went to GameStop tonight, so Eric could pre-order the new Pokemon game. And it says, and that there was a note on a piece of paper, handwritten, out of NES.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I looked at the list. The list of games include not only the three initial, Super Mario Brothers, but the original Mario Brothers game back in the day.
Chrono Trigger. I think Chrono Trigger was on that list, wasn't it?
No, Chrono Trigger was not on the list.
Oh, I thought it was.
Nope. I know Tecmo Bowl, two Castlevanias, Final Fantasy 1.
Ooh, yeah, I want it.
Yeah, if I get that for Christmas, I'm bringing it down and we'll all be able to play.
Yes. And I've already started my Amazon list right now. It's mostly movies, Funko Pops, and I think it's mostly movies and Funko Pops right now.
Yeah, we do have a lot of Funko Pops.
I'm going to take a lot of the Funko Pops off because we're good on Funko Pops for a while.
Yeah, at least for a little while.
They keep coming out with new sets that I want. Like, they have a whole bunch of Dark Crystal sets now.
Oh, yeah. They just come out with new stuff all the time.
Labyrinth, Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've never been a fan, personally, of Funko Pops because I'd much rather have an exact replica of that kind of person. But, of course, they're more expensive because it's easier to make a Funko Pop.
You told me that before I bought you six of them last year.
Well, I don't mind them. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't mind them. It's just that I prefer having, like, if I could have a Ghost in the Shell, you know, like, little, like, mech or, like, like, you know, a Titanfall? I would much rather have that. Or, okay, maybe an actual Doctor Who, David Tennant. Like, I would like to have that. It looks exactly like David Tennant, as opposed to the Funko Pop David
Jasmine,
Tennant.
Jasmine, didn't she get me the David Tennant bobblehead?
Yes, she did.
Or bobblehead.
I love that.
Bobbleheads are acceptable, because they have to be that kind of shape. So.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I don't know, that Dementor she bought me is really cool, because even though it's a Funko Pop, the material of the Dementor looks like it should be textured.
Oh my god, it is freaking amazing, that Dementor, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, ThinkGeek has a lot of cool stuff. It's just, like, random crap, too. Like, I see they have the Oregon Trail Guard game on there.
They got the card game.
Yeah.
Yeah, board games. I was going to do board games coming out this year, but I ran out of time.
Well, we can hit that up next week, because you're going to be last minute, you know, things to start working on. Yeah.
And if your friends play D&D, you can always just get them dice. So, or a dice bag, or a dice box, or...
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was looking at those dice boxes again.
Or dice tower.
Or you can get the little ones that you can store your dice and your little figure in.
Yeah.
Like when we went and saw that thing with Chris Perkins at the theater.
Yeah,
those are over $100.
I was gonna say those are pretty custom made though too.
Yeah, those are over $100. Those are like $120.
You know what? If you really like somebody, you'd be willing to get that.
That's right. Jeez. If they're really big into D&D.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind having one. But...
Well, I always have this rule with my parents. I always get them like two or three things individually that I know they'd like, but then I always get them at least one good big thing together.
Yeah.
Like last year they got, what did we get them? A safe and something else.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get big gifts though, because like you can always get small little gifts though occasionally.
I remember last year one of their main gifts was we got them all those Cards Against Humanity cards. They love that.
Oh yeah, Cards Against Humanity, great gift.
And they're always coming out with new expansion sets that are off the beaten path.
Yeah,
you know,
at least one
Black Friday,
every year.
Around Black Friday, we should be hearing about whatever they're going to do for the holidays.
They're done. I thought you said they were done.
I think they said they were done with that. Like, because the Hanukkah... But, you know, the thing is they go backsies on their own thing. They do what they want to do, so...
Yeah.
It's probably a burden onto them to do that, but at the same time, they do whatever they do is think is fun to do. So.
Exactly. Although speaking of board games that they've been announcing and stuff like that, that they're saying under the big holiday gifts, April, a little board game that you recently got is on a lot of lists that I'm seeing. Speak what? Out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean... I think it's going to be a great idea to play. The only thing is I need to go get my teeth whitening kit out, so like coffee stained teeth that I don't drink coffee.
I was saying, you don't drink coffee.
It's all my diet pap and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I have coffee stains and old nicotine stains.
But yeah, the 3D whitening stuff really does work, though. The 3D whitening kits, I had great success with that. Just for you people who want to whiten your teeth, play shout out. Just telling you.
Just don't do like Jason does every year and ask for socks and underwear, because someday you'll get it.
No. I've been getting it.
Socks and toothpaste.
I always need toothpaste, I always need socks, and I always need underwear. So, it's just weird to ask other people for underwear, though, so I don't
You
either.
Ask my parents.
Well, I think I asked you, and I think you in turn told them that I think they should give me that, because that's what I told you. So, whatevs.
They always get you really cool, comfy socks, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I care about is, like, just warm, comfy
socks.
My
problem is I have a puppy dog to buy for this year.
That's not a problem. He's not very demanding. That demanding.
Really? Because he's chewing his bone on my toes right now.
What I wouldn't mind getting, though, for, like, the really cold would be the Cthulhu mask and all that on ThinkGeek. I saw that last year. Like, this thing right here. And it's got the little squid tentacles on the front, and people would just, like, be wondering what the fuck is going on, or what the hell is going on.
I still want a toothless hoodie. I will always want a toothless hoodie.
Yeah, you know, I could probably make you one. But anyways, yeah, those are, oh yeah, the toothless hoodie would be a very good gift if you could find somebody who would make it for you too, relatively inexpensive, because...
I don't even need to have the one that has wings.
The ones that I saw was, like, 140.
I'll say, the one that I recently saw... just had it printed on. It wasn't actually wings. Right
yeah.
There. And it was much cheaper. I shared that on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. If you
today.
Can get the printed ones. But, yeah. We'll see what
Santa's going to get you. But you want to know one thing that Santa's I always consider you. A great gift, because I'm weird? Office supplies.
Yeah, that's weird, because I can just go to my cabinet at work and get me office supplies for my
work. Organizational stuff. I'm always organizing.
Well, you mean for home. Yeah, I can understand that. We don't even have... I used to have a stapler. I don't know what happened to it.
I have a stapler. It's a little one.
A stapler.
But yeah, for me, stapler. It's office supplies. I'm all about the non-mainstream board games and card games. Like, you know, we didn't play test this and... all the games you can find, like the Griffin and stuff, like the Civil War games, Revolutionary War games, that kind of stuff. Obviously, movies or television shows. Like, I need Castle Season 8, and I'm completely... I got them all. T-shirts. Yep. I love T-shirts. I love getting funny, geeky T-shirts. That's why I love Loot Crate. And also, artwork. Find artwork. Especially local artists.
Oh, like that artist that you'd gotten a lot of, like, I'd gotten some, that you'd gotten some stuff from at the Motor City Comic Con, Jason.
Just as a side note, on board games, Humble Mobile Bundle right now, or just if you go to humblebundle.com, they actually have Carcassonne, Ticket to Ride, Catan, and Splendor, for mobile devices. So for your phone and all that to play. Or your tablets, which is usually probably where you'd want to play these at. Just throwing that out there, because I saw the bundle, and it looked like a really good deal. For $5, you can get, like, quite a few games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And they're pretty well-known good games. So,
oh, yeah. I've played all of them.
Yeah. And so if you want them for your mobile device, Humble Bundle. Not that I'm trying to promote Humble Bundle. I have no affiliation with them.
I saw a Harry Potter version of Clue.
Jeez.
I see so many different versions of Clue. How many do we have?
We have three. We have Big Bang Theory Clue, Firefly Clue, and Doctor Who Clue.
That's Doctor Who Clue. I like that.
What Clue? Doctor Who Clue?
And you know, we haven't played either one of Firefly or Doctor Who Clue.
We played Doctor Who, didn't we? No. We were playing... we were playing the other one. Yeah, well, we got those later. Nobody wants to play Clue. So.
I know. I think they're afraid of playing against me because I have my system.
Yeah, the system.
But yeah, I'm like, I love ThinkGeek. I love Star Wars, Star Trek. Harry Potter could be anything geeky. You know, Minecraft. You can get all kinds of Minecraft stuff. Doctor
Lego.
Who, Zelda, Skyrim, Oblivion, Morrowind, Marvel, DC, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. I love my necklace.
Just give the gift of Skyrim to somebody who doesn't own it.
Game of Thrones. I actually have a friend.
Remastered. Skyrim remastered.
I got a funny story about Skyrim. I have a friend on Facebook who actually got stood up for a date and in turn played Skyrim because she is awesome.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Skyrim.
But Game of Thrones.
Awesome.
Get anything Game of Thrones. You know, like all those shirts. Like, I drink and I know things. Or I drink and I know things and I set things on fire.
It's like find your friend's geeky obsession, your friend, your family, whomever. Find that geeky obsession they like, find stuff
calendars.
That they will enjoy.
Calendars. I get my aunt and uncle who love owls, I get them an owl calendar every year. They expect it. They think something's wrong if they don't get one.
Yeah, funny thing, and I just saw this because I was on Uncommon Gifts, they actually have a bubble wrap calendar. Like, there's a bubble for each day, so you pop the bubble... You know, when the day passes.
Well, me and Mom and Dad have this thing where we always buy each other cow calendars from Chick-fil-A every year.
Yep.
But you won't be able to reuse the bubble wrap, though. Once you pop it, it's popped.
Well, Yeah, so that's why you need to make sure you have that calendar high up so that some little kid doesn't come by and screw you up your calendar.
But the whole point is to pop it, probably.
Another great gift for people, homemade gifts.
Oh, yes, very true.
I'm working on one right now. In fact, whoever gets this gets some boonie saliva.
All right.
Boonie saliva, yummy.
Yay, for scarves.
He's just sitting here chewing on the end as I'm working.
Good job, Boonie.
Yeah, thanks, Boonie. You said
you're
good dog.
Who needs a kitty cat when you have Boonie?
Boonie.
Yeah.
Do not chew on that.
Yeah, and if you want, I'd actually suggest anybody who has kids, like, kind of like maybe ages 12 and up, who like electronics, you could always get them an Arduino kit with, like, or one of the R3 Unos, because they're actually a bit cheaper, and you can still program those as well.
Or just kids who like certain subjects in school. Like, one year I got my cousin's son a chemistry set, and he loved that.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it was one of those really good Black Friday deals, too. I got me and my dad really nice art sets the first Black Friday shopping we did together. Remember that?
Yeah. Or you could get him a Chewbacca mask. Maybe you'll have as much excitement and happiness as that one.
My dad does not like Star Wars, I am sorry to tell you.
That's sad.
My dad is not nearly as geeky as my mom, and my mom is not very geeky.
Well, I wouldn't expect that.
Although he'd watch more Star Trek with me than my mom would, I think.
Huh. Yeah, I was actually looking at Star Trek phone covers this morning. I'm like, I want a phone cover. Maybe I'm going to go with Star Trek.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting, because I still have, I got a case for my Pixel that I ordered, but I want to get a geeky case, you know.
Jason, have you gotten your Pixel yet?
No, I don't. I won't get it for another 2 weeks, because I didn't get in on the early pre-order, so I'm in the secondary grouping of pre-orders.
Gotcha.
I don't even know what a Pixel is.
What? It's these little dots on a screen?
Jason,
No, it's Google's phone.
I want to get a geeky cover for my phone because my cover's breaking in the corner.
Aww. Oh.
So phone cases or stickers for phone cases or earbuds. Oh, I got some really nice skull candy my mom and dad got me for Christmas 1 year that I still have and I still love. They got the little squishy on the end of the earbuds that are squishy in your ear. And
Yeah, TJ gave me one of those squishy ear sets for the Samsung phones or whatever, or the Galaxy Notes, because he had two of them, and, you know, they had to get recalled and all that kind of stuff, so he gave me one of his sets. So they're actually not that bad, so earbuds are always a good gift, because they're relatively inexpensive, $10 choice.
Is that, like, the next sequel to Hunger Games, is Galaxy Note Catching Fire?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a bomb.
It's a trap.
It's more like Barca, it's a trap. Oh, another cool, fun gift that I'm just thinking of this off the top of my head on my list. Quadcopters. For like $25 to like $50, you can buy a reasonably good quadcopter that you can just kind of race around. And it's kind of fun. You really only want to play with them indoors or maybe on a not very... Because all it takes is just a small gust of wind and that thing is out of here.
Yeah.
So,
you know, there's going to probably be indoor setups where people are going to be making tracks and doing all that kind of stuff soon.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. They have quadcopter racing now. So, I mean, it's not really caught on at all, but I saw people doing races with their quadcopters, like, around these little areas. Like, it's not been sanctioned or anything, so they just kind of put these poles up, and you just got to fly around them, and, you know, you get...
Not yet. Not yet sanctioned.
Yeah, not yet. But maybe we'll have quadcopter wars. So, like, we have robot wars now.
Here's a good one for the ladies who want jewelry, but don't want to put a lot of pressure on their boyfriends or husbands, especially boyfriends if it's not very serious. Like, oh, it's December, we've been dating since October, but I like, you can get TARDIS necklaces, you know, charms. I got the LSR necklace from Lord of the Rings that Arwen wore. You can get Time Turner necklaces. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And there's also a wand that I shared on Facebook. It, like, controls a lot of, like, electronics and stuff in your house.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too. Or have you seen, like, a solar system necklace?
Find my post on Facebook and read about it. I don't really.
It's probably going to have to use, like, you know, some sort of Z Wave or some other technology.
An app you can have to set it all up.
Yeah.
But it's. I've had, like, at least half dozen people be like, yeah, I want that. I just want a Harry Potter wand.
Swish and flick.
What was it? Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Leviosa. Wait, wasn't that you're supposed to tell your, like, what was the thing you're supposed to tell your Android phone to turn the light on?
Lumos.
Yeah, Lumos something or whatever.
And Nyx.
Yeah.
I thought Lumos that was kind of cool. Lumos to turn on the light, the flashlight, and Nyx to turn it off. Unfortunately, I don't have an Android, so I can't do that.
Beep, bop, boop. Well, you do have an Android. It just doesn't work very well. It doesn't charge.
Well, let's try this out. Okay, Google. Lumos.
No, it's something Lumos, though.
Yeah, you'd have to look it up. There was an article about it on Google.
Nope, it just worked.
Lumos Nox, yeah.
Okay, Google.
Nix. Nox. Nox, not Nix.
Yep, it works.
If you say it again, does it turn off?
I said it Nox, and yeah, it shut off.
That's funny.
I wish I had a working Android.
I'm going to have to remember that the next time I need a flashlight.
Because then my Android would have that, and I'd have it all Harry Potter sounds.
So for Christmas, you should just buy people Androids so they can just turn their light on their phone with just a command word. Thanks, Google.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, I think the Echo Dot, Amazon's Dot, is actually, because I was reading up on it, because we got the Echo, and apparently the Dot is better because it integrates Bluetooth into your speakers, whereas the Echo does not have that. So I think getting people Dots is probably better than getting an Amazon Echo.
Right, the Echo, I mean, the Echo is the bigger unit, so, I mean, that's nice. And
it's got a bigger speaker, yeah, so if you don't want to connect a Bluetooth speaker to it, then, yeah, the Echo is better in that regards.
But, yeah, I'm seriously thinking about, I want to get a Dot for right here by the computer, because my Echo's in my room, and then, get other people some Echoes, because, I mean, one, they're $50.
Right.
Two, they're so much smaller, and they're, you know, you can put them anywhere.
And Amazon, I saw last, had a deal, buy four, get one free, or buy five, get one free. Nope.
It's
so.
Right now they're having buy three, get $20 off.
Oh, that's not bad.
Six, get a seventh free.
That's it, six, get the seventh free. I saw it was like a buy a certain number, get one free, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yep, so buy a six, get a seventh.
So share with all of your family and friends the gift of Amazon Echo Dots. So.
And I mean, those are fun. Those are fun to play around.
Yeah.
I can get one for my parents.
Yeah, because at any time I can just go ask Alexa, "What's this?" Or just random shit.
Well, you guys could have one in your room, or you could have one right there by the computer, as opposed to the one in the living room. You know, wherever. You know, you could have it outside in the garage if you were doing stuff out in the garage, Jason.
That is true. They do have some sort of specification as to where and how you should put them in your house, though.
Right, exactly.
Because technically, you're only supposed to have, like, two, like, one in your house, depending on the size. So, because it's supposed to be able to hear in other rooms when you say something. So if you say, Alexa! Okay, good. See, it didn't hear me. But it could hear.
You got the TV on.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to have one here by the computer, because even though mine is within, like, 20 feet of me in another room, it's got, like, doorways and angles around it. But right by I hit the computer, I could just listen to whatever and have fun.
Oh, and going back along the lines of homemade gifts for anybody who likes Pokemon, I have a friend, and she is on Etsy, and she crochets Pokemon characters.
Oh, yeah. That would probably
like
be a good one.
$5 a piece. She's called the Crafty Hatter. Contact me, and I can get you her information.
Pokemon was relevant. Like, the thing is, I don't know anybody who still plays Pokemon Go. I remember how big it was. What?
Right here.
Oh, you're still playing it?
I'm still playing
Pokemon
it.
Pokemon still plays, I do believe, just not as much.
I uninstalled it, like, 2 weeks ago. So.
Oh, good. Everybody's done playing it. Now maybe I'll play.
No, they're actually announcing that they're going to start releasing they've got, people of course have been data mining things and have seen that they've put in 100 of the Generation 2 Pokemon, so they're ready to expand it.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as they introduce fighting, so you can fight other people with your Pokemons, although I'm already behind, so I feel like I wouldn't want to even get in it.
Yeah, exactly. You're already far behind. It's like, what the, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, I'm like, well, it's going to take me another year to get to where they're at with their year. So, unless, I mean, that's the problem with some of these games, is you should be able to allow for other people to get to the same level and investment in it.
Exactly. You know, like, wow. Like, I hardly put any effort into it before, but then when Draenor came out, I finally caught up to you guys, and even now with Legion, I'm just as high up as, you know, certain people that have been in the guild for ages.
And then you also hired me.
That's because I have no life.
Oh, that's, you've been playing. That's the thing.
Traitor.
None of the T-word.
Aww. You can also get one of those personal on-the-go gaming systems cases. I almost thought about buying one. It's got the screen built into the case, and then you just put like your Xbox or PlayStation 4 in there, like, and then you just hook it up, and it's got control, like power, like a subsystem to play for a couple hours. So, but I'm like, I'm never going to use this. Like, I would just take the system over to somebody's house and play it. So, yeah. I guess maybe if I was on the go a lot and just wanted to have to worry about one other device in my car. Never mind, I would not advise that as a gift now that I'm thinking about it again. I'm talking myself out of it again right now, so.
So there's plenty of gifts out there. Lots of things to, you know, look for.
Yeah.
Your friends, your loved ones, even a mortal enemy, you know. You can always
say, mortal enemy.
You know what they need to come up with right now, and I don't even want this to be a April Fool's joke from Thinkgeek. They need to make a rubber shit emoji, like dog something or other, like a rubber shit emoji kind of like figure. Give that to your enemies.
Oh yeah, the little poop figuring.
Oh my god.
I was at Walmart. Oh, I forgot. I was picking up something from their like online site to store or whatever. And they had a bean bag, the poop bean bag emoji from like, you know, from the iPhone or whatever as a bean bag. And I'm like, "Oh my god."
Oh no.
I'm like, that's kind of gone too far. I don't know. It was too small. It was like for like maybe kids of age 5 to 8 or something, but yeah, I just thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, it's the poop emoji. And then they had, like, some yellow thing or whatever, smiley face.
Probably a piece
of corn. Yeah. Oh, no.
Hey, the corn and that poop in Sausage Party was kind of derpy.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to watch it this week, aren't I?
Yeah, yes. If you get a chance,
my gosh,
it was funny.
Yes. Just be prepared for the end. Eliana had a Snapchat video, and all you could hear was me laughing.
Yeah. I'll see if I can catch it between now and then.
So do you guys have like one top pick you think should be the gift for everybody to give this year? Like that you just outright think would be a great gift for just general anybody? Because I'm going to go with Quadcopter. Because I think Quadcopter is awesome.
I'm a girl, I wouldn't want a Quadcopter.
Just in general, I don't know, maybe?
That wouldn't be good for general.
Okay, general boy and general girl. For girls, I think we should just give them ice cube trays of poop emojis. So, I don't know.
Alright, I'm buying my Christmas gifts this year, jeez.
Oh.
You're fired. I'm going to make you a list. You'll be fine.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's how I like it. I just like Amazon lists mailed or texted to me, the link, and then I will check that out.
Yeah. No, I don't think that there's going to be any specific...
Probably not.
I think the stuff that are going to be top is like Star Wars, Star Trek, and some Skyrim, because that's still kind of big. Walking Dead's going to be big.
Yeah, Walking Dead would be
and
big.
And I know probably Suicide Squad and a lot of DC is going to be big.
Yeah, well, I think, personally, I'm all about the quadcopters. I think those, because I keep seeing advertisements for just the weirdest quad. There was a bracelet quadcopter. There's these super small, like the size of a quarter quadcopters. It's just crazy, like, how small they can make this stuff and make it still fly. So... like, I personally enjoy the idea, because it's better than just the standard quadcopter, because they're more stable and all the... it's just...
And I'm saying Star Wars and Star Trek, because you had Star Trek Beyond come out, so everybody's in a Star Trek mood. The new Star Wars movie is going to come out, so everybody's going to be in the mood for Star Wars.
Yeah.
So.
You know, what about Doctor Who, though?
Doctor Who is always a big hot commodity.
So yeah, but, I mean, like, we haven't seen Doctor Who in a while now.
Heck, I've got Doctor Who, Torchwood, Sherlock. I think I even have the Sarah Jane Chronicles. On my list, too.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, you got me a Doctor Who DVD last year, and I loved it. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
It's true.
But it is one of my favorites. Plenty of stuff to watch.
That's right. So, anything else anybody wants to talk about today?
Nope, just don't forget to like us on Facebook and Glorious Geeks. Find us on Twitter and Glorious_Geek. We actually had someone who followed us say they listened to it to keep up the good work.
Yes.
UTG Gaming or something. I want to find it and give them a proper shout out that they deserve. And actually, I can look that up right now while I'm doing that. But yeah, find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. The forum is still in the works. But listen to us on Stitcher and iTunes. But
I guess if you're already listening to us, it might be on Stitcher.
And the website, ingloriousgeeks.com.
Yeah, I'm really not going to work on that forum hardcore until I get people who actually want to talk to us.
Well.
But the person who said, had to listen to your podcast, sounds good, keep it up. His name is Craig D. It's the UTG, which is at the UTG1. Thank you so much, and please keep listening. We love your support. And of course, contact me, feedback, shout outs. Tell me who you are. Maybe you'll get a birthday listed. So,
woohoo!
On that note, we are the Inglorious Geeks.
So sit down, shut up, and roll initiative.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And don't forget to give your loved one quadcopters, because they're fantastic.
No, toothless.
Quadcopters. Or cute dogs, Dan Booney. One or the other. All right. Bye, everybody.
Night.
Bye.